The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
Thrilled that you are joining us today as we venture down a journey of estate planning. And joining me, again, a friend of the Your Life, Your Wealth show is Nancy Rice. She's an estate attorney at Rice Elder Law. Nancy, welcome back to the Your Life, Your Wealth show.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's kind of go back in time, do one of those reminiscence back of the 1980s. Estate planning and people taking care of their late life needs with regards to all different types of documents and works that need to be done through professionals like yourself in the estate law area who specialize. Since the 80s, we've had quite a change and an evolution with regard to estate planning. Can you share going back in time to where we were then and where we are today?
Sure. Actually, it's pretty easy for me because I graduated law school in 1986 and joined a rather large firm and was able to learn the details about estate planning. And back then, the federal estate tax, which we were planning for, was imposed on assets over $600,000, and that was per person, but at the time you had to set up trusts in order to make use of both of those credits. And over the course of the 80s and 90s, two things really happened. One was we started to save our pensions in the forms of IRAs and 401ks and KEO plans. So instead of having a fixed amount when you retired paid monthly, you are now accumulating that value in an account so that when you died, that value was then included in your estate.
So Nancy, now that the estate laws have given more cushion to people with regards to the credit, right? So call it north of $10 million, you get into that zone of qualifying for tax within the space. For the large majority of people who are below that, what type of estate work would you recommend somebody with, one or two or
$2.5 million, $3 million? Sure. That's the tax piece. And the tax piece, people shouldn't assume that because they might not be subject to the federal estate tax or even New Jersey, which was just repealed. The biggest thing about planning is not only just wills, but powers of attorney and living wills, basic documents that if you become incapacitated, you designate who will take care of your financial affairs, your medical affairs. And in your will, there's so many things you need to do, including designate an executor. Decide if you want assets to go in equal shares to children. If you don't have children or a spouse, the money doesn't go to the state, but it will go in accordance with state law. So you want to take control. I don't care if you have $5,000. You want to take control of who takes care of your affairs if you can't, where your money goes when you die, who handles your estate. So the tax piece is only part of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because as we talk to many retirees, baby boomers that are real close to retirement, and many folks who are currently in retirement, many of our listeners here today, one of their top priorities I find in just communicating with the public in general, what their wishes are with the wealth that they've accumulated. Mm-hmm. And as you said, the 90s with self-directed investment programs, moving away from the guaranteed pension systems at work to more self-directed investment vehicles, wealth has been accumulated. And instead of a check coming in the mail through an insurance company, through a pension system, people are living off of what they've accumulated. And hence, they get to a point in a stage of life where you talk about what their priorities are and they don't want to be a burden to their loved ones. And when I ask the question, what does that mean to you? a lot of times I get the answer of, well, I don't want to have happen what happened when my parents passed away. And I had a financial mess. I had to pull things together. There was no communication with where things are. We had Nancy, somebody not long ago, not be able to find a will. And the attorney who did the will was 25 years ahead of, age-wise, the parents. And nobody knows what happened to his practice. What do you do in that situation?
Well, we have some ways to track down wills, and it is a problem. Now, I've solved it within my own practice in terms of we keep very good records. We generally send copies, the signed copies, to clients holding the originals with labels on their copies where the originals are. New Jersey has no effective system for recording a will. It is a problem. There's no question. And on the flip side, looking at it from the other side, is I have to pay a lot of attention as an attorney to the beneficiary forms that are with the financial advisors. Okay. And now, as you know, people can go online and click a few things. And then I'm told, oh, you don't need a copy of that. Oh, yes, we do, because we need to keep everything together. And the other piece I do in my practice is I take a lot of detail as far as the finances. And people look at me and say, why are you doing this? I said, so that if you I get a call 3 years from now that you had a stroke, I have a roadmap for your children. And as you and I, Steve, have talked several times about the need for better coordination between the financial advisor and the estate planning attorneys, and using technology to help with that in terms of having things in a central hub. That is so critically important. But I do it on my end by grabbing that information and investigating what kind of an annuity is that? How does this work? How does this work? And so that the client understands better, and then their children or spouse even could step in if they need to. My responsibility is to know the financial world, because for me to talk to, yesterday I had a client that has several pieces of real estate and she's 82 years old. So we had a gentle conversation about whether that was, you know, knocking that down and developing it, that she said, you know, kind of grabs at her. She's an interesting lady. But on the other hand, what's that going to be like? What stress is that going to bring into your life? How is this, you know, her son who's in partnership wants to sell it. So we had all those conversations because, you know, it's not just the technical knowledge. It's applying that to circumstances and talking about how that really affects the your life and how you what you want to do down the road. On the top of all of that, the woman has a husband with Alzheimer's disease. So I said, you know, reducing stress might be a good idea.
Yeah.
But no, the coordination and gathering that information. I, too, have experienced attorneys that many attorneys do wills because, well, I should be able to do a will. They do them as loss leaders or they do them after they settle a case. They're not really doing you a favor because if you don't sit down and really think about it, it's not a matter of the money. It's a matter of the emotions and, you know, who do you pick to be your executor? People don't know they can pick more than one. You don't have to pick one of your two children or one of your three children. You can pick them all and let them decide later. So these are all, I think, real important decisions to have a talk about. And that's where I think it's not just the document, it's the discussion that you have.
Yeah, it is important. And that discussion is, it's not just about your wealth, it's your life too. We had somebody not long ago, and you know, people that over their lifetime accumulate wealth, they also accumulate stuff.
Yes.
And in this particular situation, there was boats, jet skis, multiple cars, multiple properties. And everything was in the husband's name who passed away. Now, to go ahead and sell those toys that she never really got much enjoyment out of it, the fact that it was in his name, assets are in New Jersey that she wants to get rid of. She resides in Florida now because snowbirds. And now you're stuck with trying to deal with selling stuff through the motor vehicle. Nothing's registered in your name. You have to come up with all types of original paperwork. And if you don't understand this stuff, or if you're dealing with the attorney in Florida who doesn't understand New Jersey as much, it could take years and years, headaches, anxiety, and frankly, loss of value on some stuff because the T's aren't crossed, the I's aren't dotted. Nobody just says why everybody's of sound mind and good health. Let's take a look at how you have things titled, because if the unexpected happens, you are leaving a burden to your family.
Right. And that also circles back to what we've been talking about, which is the need in my side of the equation. I see clients when they make an appointment to see me, and it can go 5 years, 10 years, sometimes 15 years. And what I'm, and you and I have talked about, is a more current, consistent connection with clients to see, oh, you bought a jet ski. How'd you title that? You know, because what I did in 2018, it may not be much help at all in 2025. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I'm looking at in terms of evolving, in terms of what an estate planning practice used to be. Lawyers were the only ones who knew how to do wills or how to do anything. Now, with computers, with the changes since the 80s, we need a new model.
What's your advice as we finish out this segment of the Your Life, Your Wealth show? What can our listeners take away from you, from advice that would help them today versus the 80s?
Well, the first thing I think is to look at what, if anything, you have in place in terms of the wills, and do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a living will? And consider sitting down with the attorney, and sometimes it might not be a bad idea, and the financial advisor, to make sure that everything makes sense at this point. Beneficiaries on these qualified IRAs, 401ks, are critically important. Any life changes at all. It's not so much changes in the law. It's really changes in your personal circumstance. So to sit down and talk to your advisors and coordinate and make sure everything is addressed.
Yeah, and again, that's so important. But what tends to happen, because a lot of times spouses aren't on the same page and somebody thinks the other one has it. And for many folks, you dust off the will and the package that everything was put together from the attorney on, if you can actually track it down, find it,
right,
maybe go to Safety Box or wherever people keep those. I know in South Jersey, a lot of people that resided down there during Sandy lost a lot of that
Correct.
Stuff. But
Correct.
It's important to double check and go back to that, because things happen. We've had folks that were beneficiaries that have passed,
yes,
and they're still there. And that creates a problem. And
yes,
we have beneficiaries that all of a sudden 15 years ago were in a place in life that, yeah, let's have that person be the executor. But then all of a sudden something has happened. I mean,
Correct.
We had an individual who's had a stroke be named, who couldn't function, who ended up being the executor. And of course, so something had to be done there, but it doesn't mean it's easy to do. You have to constantly, and they could have easily changed it because the stroke happened 6 years before the time of death anyway.
Correct. The one last piece I'd like to mention is, if you have documents that are 2, 3, 4 inches thick in a huge binder, the chances are very good you do not need that level of complexity. What's really important is you understand what they say and what they do. And if you need to find an attorney and an advisor that will make sense of it for you. You have to be able to understand what it says.
That's so good, because it is complicated. And that's why a lot of people shut down on this stuff,
Correct.
And they don't go back to it, because they don't feel comfortable.
Right.
They don't feel like they're educated, and they don't feel like they have any knowledge in it. So the fact that, and that's what's the beauty of your firm, Rice Elder Law, is that you can break this stuff down to simplicity, but also educate people along the way and build that relationship. So I'm glad you are so close to us at Cardasco Financial Network, and you're one of our go-tos when it comes to elder law care for clients and those that come to us for overall life and wealth help. So I appreciate everything you do for all the people you've helped that are in our circle and the many more out there.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm Steve Cardasco. It's a Your Life, Your Wealth show. Hey, reach out to us. Let us know what you think with regards to the rules around estate planning today. Give us your input. Do you like where the estate laws are today and the fact that it seems to be a more friendlier tax environment, at least for many of you? Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. It's asksteve@cfnplan.com. Or if you're saying, hey, I don't know, I gotta go find my wills, my trust, and the things that we had done years and years ago, reach out to me. Be more than happy to do a review of those documents for you. And if you're like many out there who can't find them or have lost touch with your attorney, reach out. Ask Steve@cfnplan.com. It's more common than you think. Ask Steve@cfnplan.com. Be more than happy to do a review. We call it the Estate Planning Review at Cardasco Financial Network.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. All of our shows can be listened to on demand at your convenience. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cardasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.